You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Folks, today we're taking you down to Auburn, Alabama, the Auburn area, as we talk to my friend Anthony Turling about his effort, Austin First Foundation. You've heard about Austin First Foundation on The Mark White Show before. First, I want Anthony to share about the Austin First Foundation and just lay out the groundwork of how this came to be and what you all are doing in your community, Anthony.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark, for having me. And I would not be here without, you know, a lot of support from whether it's, you know, the good Lord above. And I also want to mention my wife, Lindsay Turling. She is a co-founder of the Austin First Foundation and also the mother of Austin. It was named after our child, Austin. And it basically, we're a nonprofit 501c3 that is there to support the rare disease community. There's a lot of rare diseases in the world. Just from an American standpoint, one out of 10 people have a rare disease, which is around 25 to 30 million. So it's a big need. But when you think of rare disease, those numbers, 25 to 30 million, that's a lot of people, one out of 10. But then when you think of Austin's case, he had a disease called UBA5 mutation. There's only 40-something cases known in the world. So when you think about 40 people in the world, that's hard to get things like FDA-approved treatments. Currently, 90% of rare diseases as a whole are without an FDA-approved drug or anything kind of treatment-wise. So you can see there's a big need for the rare disease community in the country, let alone the world. But what we focus on is, like I said, we're a nonprofit 501c3. We've lived the rare disease experience. Unfortunately, and fortunately for our child's situation, we never wanted to lose our child, but Austin did pass away July 16th of this year. And it furthers our mission of, we always said he probably would never see the fruits of his labor, which was him just being who he was. And so we are a family that has truly lived this in every aspect, from caregiving 24/7 to fighting for treatment, trying to find that rare disease diagnosis. 95% of our funds that are raised through our nonprofit charity, it's a public charity, go to help support rare disease research or families in need. And I'm happy to share some of those examples of those families in need or groups that we support.
I think that's great, Anthony. And of course, our condolences to you and Lindsay in the passing of Austin. We talked about when you were going to be able to really get yourself together and be ready to move Austin First Foundation forward, in also having the pain of the loss and the struggle that goes with that, to be able to focus your energy on Austin First Foundation. And what do you do once Austin passes away? You know, once you've lost your son, a lot of people will go retract and they won't move forward, but because they're in such a dark and sad place that it causes depression and anxiety and other issues that prevents them from being able to move forward. But we talked about when you would be ready and we could then once again really move Austin First Foundation forward, and it sounds like you are ready.
Yep, we're ready. And you know, I think for anybody listening, and it doesn't have to be a rare disease, it could be somebody, I think a lot of people don't realize that every single childhood cancer is a rare disease, every single one of them. You know, my father battled cancer for 20 years. He was an adult. Not a rare disease, but it's still a very terrible situation to have to either watch, help caregive for, watch your mom go through. So there's people out there listening, they're going through something. It doesn't have to be the rarest disease like Austin's disease was with 40 people in the world. It doesn't have to be that. I just want to make sure people realize everyone has a relative situation if they know someone or if they are going through a medical situation of any kind. It's a journey. And so for us, our charity is very small. We have no paid employees. We never will, unless it becomes something that our Lord above says, hey, this is what you're meant to do for Austin and for people. But we're a family-run nonprofit. We have some great board members that support us. But for the last two years, we had to put Austin first. And that's kind of that focus of Austin First, is whatever is first in your life, whatever needs to be first in your life, you sacrifice so much for that. Because you have unconditional love, especially if it's a person in your family or a person, period, a human. So our mission is champions for rare disease by raising awareness for those, providing research dollars to provide support for those families. So for 2 years, we kind of put it on hold because Austin's needs were greater. And so we had to kind of put it on hold, still doing work, still donating to Children's Hospital, still finding ways to help families in need. But yes, once Austin passed away, yes, it took us a little while, but it also opened up a lot of opportunities and time for us. My wife was the caregiver when I was at work, so her 24/7 day when I wasn't home was centered around Austin, caring for him. We have a 5-year-old child. So our focus now is really on memorializing and honoring Austin and what he did for us, the impact he made on our family and anyone that knew him. I challenge people to go to our website, austinfirstfoundation.org. It's in Austin First, it's 1ST. So if you just say Austin First Foundation, you Google us, you will find us. And there is a blog that we have started, and it's starting to share the story of Austin in a very real way. It's already posted. We're on Facebook, Instagram, at Austin First Foundation. You can follow that. My wife will be posting a blog very soon. So you can kind of follow along on that journey and then see all the impact that we've been able to make so far. And some of those things, you know, just in the recent past, was Children's Hospital was a huge thing for us and a big supporter of us and many kids in this state. And so we've always given back to their Christmas sugar plum shop. That's about $1,000 a year that we give. We go and buy the toys for every age kid. We deliver them when we're able to. Obviously, pandemic, we were not. But this past December, we literally went up, delivered them, and we were also able to donate about 75 handmade blankets. If anybody's ever, A, been in the hospital, or if their kid's been in the hospital, you don't get really a warm, fuzzy blanket. And some of those small things matter when you've been in the hospital with your kid, and some of those smallest gestures mean something. We also donate to research. We have a group called the Raider Science Foundation. It's another child with a rare disease. They are very well, there's already research being done through human genome sciences. And that's how FDA approved drugs will come for various rare diseases. Some of those research institutions involve some of the Children's Hospital Network, St. Jude, Boston Hospital, which is also a children's hospital. So there's a lot of great groups nationally that are helping the Raider Science Foundation, who we are partnered with, and you will see more on our social channels and also our website about that.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Anthony Turling, co-founder, along with his wife Lindsay, of Austin First Foundation. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about these families that are affected by rare diseases and the impact on their life. This is something that's so important that we think about, as Anthony drew out, that even childhood cancers are considered rare diseases. And a lot of these families have never heard the words of whatever the disease is, and it's the very first time that they've heard about it. And so this can lead to a family feeling really lost. They can feel alone. They need a network. They need to know that there are other people who are going through what they're going through to help them get through whatever rare disease they're facing. Anthony, will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks. I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he...
And we're back. Today we're talking about a very important organization, one that I have followed now for 3 years. We want to let people know that Austin First Foundation is ready to work and help families with rare diseases. Welcome back to the show, Anthony Turling.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
What I brought up in the first segment at the end was the fact that a lot of these families, when they receive a diagnosis, it's the very first time that they've heard those words. And they go to researching and trying to figure out what is this, because just like any of us, if we heard from a doctor and he said, well, Mark, you have ABC disease, it might not be something that was on my radar until, as we talked about before we started this show, Anthony, it's down on paper. And then suddenly it's something that matters to you. It's something that you are very concerned about. You want to educate yourself, but you also want to find that there are other people going through the same thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the thing is some conditions in general. It doesn't have to be a disease. It could be just a medical diagnosis. Some of them have a lot bigger groups that you can find, as the doctors will say, find your group, find your, there's organizations out there that are just for whatever condition it is. And everybody knows of those things. And that's why you're starting to see a lot of groups pop up charity wise for rare disease, because rare disease is such a big, broad term that a lot of people I know that have kids or people with a rare disease, they didn't even know it was a rare disease. Because when you start breaking it down, like I said in the first segment, 25 to 30 million Americans is a lot. 1 out of 10 is a lot. But then when you start saying, well, this condition A only has 300,000 people in it, and that's what America considers a rare disease, 300 to 500,000 people. That's very small when you think of the 300 million something people that live in America.
Yes.
And you become like they say, a small fish in a really, really, really large ocean. And so you do feel lost. You feel like you're by yourself, and you are. But I will say that, like the Raider Science Foundation I mentioned in the first segment, my wife spoke to the dad yesterday. We've been connected through a Facebook group for 4 years, because UBA5 mutation, that's the only way we were able to connect with parents across in France. There's parents in Missouri, Georgia. Of course, we're the only ones in Alabama. Austin's the only kid, obviously passed away, but he was the only kid at that time that had that diagnosis. So you can see it's a very small group. But then when you're able to connect, whether it's through social media, phone calls, whatever, that's the great part of social media, is the power of connecting people with these kind of situations and then seeing the good come from it. And that's what our organization is doing with, and it's small stuff, because small things matter. Whether it's, we found a child in Dothan, Alabama one time. We had a lot of kids with rare disease or certain conditions can't sit up. So that's a big thing. My child had to lay on the floor for many years because we didn't have anything for him to sit in. Well, we happen to have some of those resources. And I will also plug, we have a resource hub page, because that's another way to connect people to resources. And sometimes resources are people. Sometimes resources are medical equipment or Medicaid. Some people don't even know how to go through the Medicaid process. That is challenging. My child had a rare disease, and we applied for Social Security 7 times and never got it. So you can see there's a struggle. And depending on somebody's situation in life, my wife had to quit her job for that and sacrificed her career, which was something she was absolutely willing to do for our child. But it also hindered the finances in our family and those things. But we're a very big, faithful family, and we believe we'll be taken care of if we do the right thing. So you can see some of those things on our resource hub on austinfirstfoundation.org. I think our biggest thing is our experiences have allowed us to understand where there's some gaps in our country with medical, whether it's how to get diagnosed, It took Austin 4 years to be diagnosed. He lived until he was nine. Most rare disease patients don't see their fifth birthday because it takes so long to A, get a diagnosis, which means you don't even understand what you're dealing with, and then you don't know how to treat it. So between the resource hub, the family support that we do, and all this is listed on our homepage. Some of the family support things that we've done is provide medical equipment that sometimes cannot be provided through insurance. So there's a lot of opportunities and things that we've been able to do as a very small charity, just as a family charity. But we believe when you work with other groups that are connected and have greater resources, then it just empowers and helps support more people.
Yes, exactly. And I was thinking about the legacy of Austin and how this continues his legacy on for years to help others. How important is that to you and Lindsay to extend Austin's legacy this way?
Oh, man. Try to make it through this one. That's the biggest thing. We were talking last night, and the Raider Science Foundation's goal to raise money for research is $2 million. They've already raised over $250,000. 100% of it goes to research. And when Lindsay and when Lindsay and I were talking, we said, this is what it's about, is our foundation connecting with a group that just has unbelievable resources of who's helping them. And they want us to be a part of that because of Austin's story. And that's what we were always willing to do, was tell Austin's story. And sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's the dark stuff that people may not want to hear. But it's also things that people do need to hear. And because it's things that they may be going through themselves. And so Austin first, I know a guy named Mike Lessenkirchen. If anybody's an Auburn fan or knows about drinking and driving or distracted driving, they probably know who Mike Lessenkirchen is with the Lutzy 43 Foundation out of Georgia. He's a nationwide known guy. He speaks so much about life. It's not even about the drinking and driving, what happened to his son. But when I asked him, because he's doing the same thing for his son, carrying on the legacy of something his son made a decision on. My son didn't make a decision to have this condition. But he told me, he said, name it after Austin. That's his legacy, and that's what people need to know. And so that's what we're doing, is those things that he helped us with, was he helped us create awareness for our own understanding of rare disease. We had no clue about this. We understood that disabilities, because we're always big on supporting people with disabilities. I never had one person in my family who was disabled at all. And then I had a child who could literally, if I could paint the picture well, never walked, never talked, never crawled, never sat up by himself, never ate by himself, never did anything except be his bright, shining star in a dark world of what we were dealing with. But that's his legacy. Is if you go to our website, you'll see his amazing smile. And the legacy is for us to share that impact and just to help people, whether that's help pay a bill, whether that's give their kids blankets, whether that's in a medical equipment, or whether that's pouring a ton of research donations from individuals, companies, into research that will help so many people down the line. It's not about helping Austin, because we knew that that probably wouldn't happen. I'll share a story with you that there may be in April, in this early springtime, there may be a way for genetics to be, play a role in the condition that Austin had, which would potentially reverse some of the things that these kids with this condition are dealing with. To give you an idea, since July, since Austin passed away, there's been over more than three more kids just with his condition pass away. And the dad knows, with the Raider Science Foundation that's leading the research, he knows it's a race against the clock. We don't have that opportunity. We could have been almost 9 months away from Austin receiving some kind of therapy that's been tested, studied, and shows to work. We don't get that opportunity, but we want to help others get that opportunity. And it doesn't have to be with the condition that Austin had or had, you know, that he had. So I just encourage people, check us out. I'll give my phone number out on the show, my cell phone. We are just average people that have been blessed with a child that we would literally have tomorrow because we know we're going to make a bigger impact. But I just challenge people, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Austin First Foundation. Remember, it's 1ST. And also go to our website. There's videos, there's images, there's resources. And at the end of the day, call me, email me, and we're here to help.
Anthony, I think about families who are currently battling rare diseases, those who have battled rare diseases, and then those who have yet to find out that the battle is coming, that they're going to have to fight that. And I want people to remember, keep in their head, Austin First Foundation, Austin First Foundation, and this Rader research that you talked about, because there are resources, there are people out there who care, there are people who are willing to help. And I just want people to remember that this show happened, and if the subject comes up, I want people to say, yes, Austin First Foundation, you need to get in touch with Anthony Turling. And Anthony, I want you to be able to share those things that you had to go through and be a comfort. And it's not always going to be of comfort. There's some realities that are there that may not be the best news. But at the same time, to know that there are families who have gone through this, I know that can give peace of mind to those who are struggling instead of feeling all alone.
Absolutely. There were times, and I mean, everybody's human. There were times that I'm the ultimate glass half full, see the star, see the light, even at the bottom of the well, as sometimes the saying goes, when you see a bunch of darkness, but you see that one glimmer of light or that glimmer of hope. And it was hard because I was looking at my child dwindle away, to be very frank. And anybody goes to our personal Facebook pages or our foundation, you can see that happen. And I think that even days when I was there encouraging my wife, or my wife was encouraging me, or my parents, or anyone, it didn't even have to be anybody I knew. As we know, if you're a faithful person, God puts you in places when you don't even expect it. And if your eyes are open to it, that person is helping you. And I can tell you those were some hard days when I, even as my wife, and I would say, we're going to get through this. There's going to be a day that he may not be here, but we're still going to see the light of what we've been dealing with and what he dealt with. Let me say that. It wasn't what we dealt with. It's what we watched him deal with. We were just the vessels that were put in his life to be able to help him and then carry on that legacy. So if anybody ever wants to reach out, my number is area code 334-391-2527. I mean, literally, there's no bad question, no hard question we can't answer or give you feedback on. But again, just check out Austin First Foundation. We would love your support, even if it's just sharing our Facebook page. Doesn't matter.
Anthony, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, and we appreciate the work that you and Lindsay are doing to try to help families. 300 million people worldwide living with a rare disease. And again, I want people to go to the website, austinfirstfoundation.org. That's Austin, the number one, ST, foundation.org. You can also email austinfirstfoundation@gmail.com or call 334-391-2527. Anthony, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Mark, I can't thank you enough. You're an unbelievable person, and I know that I speak for probably a lot of people that either listen to your show, been on your show. You're just an amazing person that does a lot of work and a lot of good work for people that can't get the word out. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony. And let's see about getting you back on the show February 28th as we have Rare Disease Day, okay?
Thank you, sir. We're preparing something big for that. So thank you for plugging that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anthony Turling.
Have a good day.
You too. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Anthony and his wife, Lindsay, with Austin First Foundation. And I hope you will check this out. Let someone else know. Let your family, friends, neighbors know about this show, because they may not know about the Austin First Foundation. And this is how you can make them aware of that. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this show is dedicated to Austin Turling. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.